Hello. I am just on my drive home as always. And I've been having a motif on my mind, and that is the motif of having a definite purpose. And regardless of what that purpose is, it's whatever you deem fits. But if there is no purpose, then all of us are just left to the aims of society. And really, what is society? It's media. It's the people. It's both the people we surround ourselves with and those we let influence us beyond what we know to be good and right. And this lack of purpose really causes one to be a drifter. I mean, this is not a novel idea. It's not even mine. But it's been on my mind for a while. I mean, it's straight out of Napoleon Hill's Outwitting the Devil. And that the only way to really combat anything in life is having a definite purpose. Because also, it was Nietzsche who said, any man who has a why can bear any how. And if any of us have a strong enough purpose, it can carry us through whatever times. Because really, it's not even about present circumstances. It's about the present experience. And if all of us are so far gone in some distant past or some far off future, that's really just more now, because in those moments it felt the same as it does now. It's not some other version of you. There are some schools of thought that truly believe that the moment you walk into another room, you are another person. And that you carry with you every series of rooms behind you. And that's more of an additive approach. But it's also, to what degree do you let those boxes influence you? Because everyone wants to put everyone else in a box except for themselves, including ourselves. Now, some people love their own boxes, but that's its own form of punch-out syndrome. And it's just a coping mechanism. And to some degree, having a definite purpose is also, but it's a coping mechanism with results, with a step forward. So it's truly absurd that there are so many drifters. But on the other hand, it's not, because everyone tells us to be afraid. Because that's all any of our negativity is just fear. Whether it's jealousy or rage or impatience, or all of them. You know the thing. So I'm really trying to focus in on what is my purpose. And it's generational. It has to be. I mean, every generation has preceded me, worked harder than I have to allow me to have a life that's better than any of them could have imagined. Obviously, nothing's perfect. But at least the circumstances are vastly improved from people walking across not even a country, just the wilderness to make some kind of life. And all of them throughout history who have truly faced death time and time again . How can I not have this gigantic responsibility on top of my grandparents and my parents both succeeding in being able to provide more to their localities than their parents before them? And that's where I feel truly my purpose lies. And standing on both my parents' shoulders and every single person who's ever preceded or positively or even negatively influenced by life, because you always learn either way. But it's up to you on how it is taken. What is that framing with which we deal with positivity and negativity? It must be filtered. We can't just be overcome by whatever's thrown at us. That is not the ways of a Stoic.